Chapter 3. He stood alone upon the prow of his ship, the ice racing past with blinding speed. Before the ship was a coiling, twisting wall of fire and smoke. He knew that death was coming to him at last. He closed his eyes, and even as he did so, he could feel the ship drop away. The rattling of the blades was gradually replaced by the haunting sound of the wind whistling in the rigging. It wove a gentle, complex song that suddenly ended with a blinding flash of light. Funny, he had no fear, and no pain. For what seemed like an eternity, he waited for the searing shock, the crushing blow of agony, but it never came. Hesitantly, he opened his eyes. He was wrapped in a swirling gray mist, which turned and eddied in silence, then ever so slowly brightened and drifted away. His body lay in the broken wreckage below. It was horribly twisted into the impossible contortions that only the dead could hold. "I'm dead," he whispered. "By the saints, I'm dead." He knew that he was supposed to be afraid, yet he felt no fear, no anxiety, only an unusual sense of peace. The conflict, the struggle in which he'd been embroiled for the last 40 years, was over and suddenly insignificant. Wrapped in a strange, surreal quiet, he drifted up and away from his body. Within seconds, the form that had once been the center of his universe was only a twisted, bloody speck, then a point that disappeared without any regret on his part. How long he floated, he could not say. Time held no meaning, and he felt as if his floating through darkness would consume all eternity. A hand.